Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome this afternoon on a Friday evening to Fresh Fire Friday. Amen. Praise God. We bless and praise God on today. Pastor Matthew McNeil could not be here today, so I am stepping in his place today. Amen. We thank God. Amen. For his grace and his mercy. Amen. Praise God. He missed y'all. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. But we just thank God for what he is getting ready to do on today, because we know that he is the author, he is the finisher of our faith on today. So let us pray, let us pray, let us pray. Amen. As we heard the shofar blowing, amen, we pray that God will blow on us and blow our blessings in and blow on us. Amen. A refresher, renew in our spirit man today. So we thank and praise God for all that he is doing on today. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come. We bless your holy name, Father. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. Yes, Holy Spirit. We bless thy holy name because you are God and you are God all by yourself, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, as we come, God, today, Lord God, we just thank you. We praise you. We glorify you and we lift you up, God, on today, oh God. Lord, we just ask, Father God, for a special touch from heaven on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask, Lord God, that you'll continue to have your way in our life, God. Continue to bless us, God, in abundance, oh God. Continue, Lord God, to breathe on us, God, a new anointing, oh God. Oh God, lift us up, God. Glory to his name, Father, that anytime that we feel low, Lord God, you lift us up, God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just say thank you, Lord God, for all the ones that came on today, Lord God. We ask that you bless them, God, in abundance, oh God. We ask that, a supernatural turnaround in their lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. As we go deeper and deeper and deeper in you, Father God, may you, God, increase us in the most higher in all our ways, spiritually, financially, mentally, and spiritually, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, God, we ask that you have your way on today, Lord God, as we, yes, Holy Spirit, as we lift our hands to heaven today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, in total surrender unto you, Father, let you do a miraculous move in our lives. So we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, and we lift you up. These things I pray in your Son Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. We're going to go to a song. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's get started. Amen. On Fresh Fire Friday. Amen. Glory to God. To see what the Lord is going to do today. I know you feel lifted. I feel lifted. Praise God. And if you don't feel lifted, amen. Praise God. They call you out of our Santa. By the time we finish, amen, you will be feeling lifted in your spirit, knowing that God is in full control and he did not forget about you. Amen. Praise God. So with that being said, amen, praise God. Let us bless the Lord in songs. Amen.
I'm excited to introduce a young man that's going to come and bless us before I bring the word of God. Many of us have heard his music, the song, Our God is Awesome. I mean, I'm telling you, y'all know that song, right? Pastor Charles Jenkins is in the house today. He's got a brand new album. Any Given Sunday CD, I want you to get it. It's out there in the foyer. It's been blessed. And I'm telling you, when you hear this song he's got, this whole CD is just rocking. But I'm telling you, you're getting ready to be blessed. Even those of you watching around the world, get ready. Let's put our hands together for Pastor Charles Jenkins.
Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Come on, y'all help me celebrate my brother, Bishop Joseph Warren Walker. Come on, y'all help me thank God for him. We love him so much and we appreciate him. My wife and I and our team, we're on a 25-30 city tour with our new album, Any Given Sunday. It came out yesterday and we're so excited that it's out and spreading around the world already. And I want to invite you to get a copy of it. I promise it will bless you. I'm going to have your kids singing and grandma singing and I'm going to have you singing, and it's praise and worship and all kinds of amazing stories that will take you higher. We call it medicine for your heart, mind, and your spirit. And if you're on social media, I want you to hit me and let me know your favorite songs at CharlesJenkins7 on Twitter. Or if you want to follow the tour, CharlesJenkins.com. But there's a song on the record that reminds all of us that whatever you're facing, whether it's an opportunity or an obstacle or opposition, at times you want to break down, fall down, or go down, as we can be overwhelmed. But the scripture teaches us that we got to learn how to bear down and say, no weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I'm more than a conqueror through him who loves me. I got to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And whether it's an obstacle, opposition, or an opportunity, you got to learn how to say, you know what? I'm going to win right here. I'm not going to lose. I'm not going to be defeated. You know what? This means war. Get your Holy Ghost swag. feel your second wind and say, you know what, I'm ready for this. I'm getting ready to get out right here. I'm going to get the victory. Devil, you ain't going to win. You can't have my family. You can't have my increase. You can't have my breakthrough. Victory is mine. Y'all ready to have a little church tonight? Come on, put your hands together. Come on, put them together like this. Come on. Can I sing it like I sing it at home? Come on, put them together. Everybody. I'm gonna come over here with y'all. Y'all ready? I got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back, cause this means war. Say this means war. Say this me. Say this me. Where my soldiers at? I got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn. Cause it's me, war. Say this thing. Here's a prayer you gotta pray. I plead the blood. There's power in the blood. Healing in the blood. Power in the blood. I've been in the storm and the rain, but the blood still stays the same. Whatever's going wrong, my war clothes are on. I might be in a daze, but you can't have my praise. No matter the attack, I won't turn. For this means war. Say this means war. Say this means war. You gotta tell the devil, you can't have my family. Say, there's power in the blood. Healing in the blood. Here's what you gotta tell the devil. You can't have my family. You can't have my increase. You can't have my breakthrough. You can't have my, you can't have my, you can't, you can't, you can't, I plead. I plead the blood. There's power in the blood. I plead the blood. Healing in the blood. I plead the blood. Power in the blood. I plead the blood. Say this to me. There's power in your praise. Prayer changes things. Say this to me. Say, you can't have my family. You say, you can't have my increase. You say, you can't have my breakthrough. You can't have. You can't have much. You can't. Everybody clap your hands. Everybody clap your hands. I'm coming over here with y'all. Clap them and raise them high. Go on and bring them down low. You say, you can't have my family. blessed. You can't have my increase. You say you can't have my breakthrough. You say you can't have my, you can't have my, you can't, you can't, you can't. I plead. There's power in the blood. Healing in the blood. Power in the blood. Now say this me. Say this me. Clap like you got the victory. Say this me. Say this me. No music. Everybody clap your hands. Get home. You say you can't have my family. You say you can't have my increase. You say you can't have my breakthrough. You say you can't have my, you can't have my, you can't, you can't, you can't. I plead. There's power in the blood. In the blood. Deliverance in the blood. Say this me. Say this me. Whatever the opportunity is, say this me. Whatever the obstacle is, you're going to win. Everybody clap your hands. You standing next to somebody who's already got the victory. Go on and praise them in advance. Clap them and raise them high.
You may be seated. Get a copy. Get a copy after service tonight. This means war. That's the kind of message you just want to run into your job and just say that this means, I plead the blood. I'm telling you, it'll bless you.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to his name. Sometime, amen, praise God, you got to war over the things that God has spoken over your life. Amen, praise God. You got to war over your prophecy, war over your increase, war over your breakthrough, war over your marriage, war over your health. Amen, praise God. But at the end, you win. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank God, amen. Glory to his name that we win. Hallelujah. Because why? Jesus is fighting for us. Amen. I plead the blood. Come on, Holy Ghost. I plead the blood.
Hallelujah.
hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, somebody. The blood still works. Hallelujah. It will never, never, never lose its power. Come on, somebody. Let's give God the glory today because, yes, the blood still works. Come on.
We're gonna tear your kingdom down, Lord Jesus. The preachers are gonna preach your kingdom down. Good God Almighty, and yes, for the preachers
are gonna
preach your kingdom down. Oh yes, you've been
building
your kingdom. Oh yes, hallelujah. Not only that, but listen up, for the mothers are going to pray your kingdom down. Good God Almighty, for the mothers
are gonna
pray your kingdom down. You know what? Not only that, but listen. Satan, we're gonna tear your kingdom down. Yes, we are. Oh, Satan, we're gonna bring it down. I got one more verse, listen. But the deacons are gonna pray your kingdom down. Glory be to God
for the deacons.
All right, already. Amen. Hallelujah. Those kingdoms are coming down. Come on, we got to pray those kingdoms down. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. See, sometimes we got to go back. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. We got to go back to the foundation of how we first started out. Praise God. We used to fast more, pray more. Come on, in God's presence more. Amen. Praise God. So we got to make sure, amen, we keep a firm foundation. foundation in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. So your prayers are changing things. Don't you stop praying. Hallelujah. Because some prayers are going up to heaven and they're coming back down with an answer. Come on, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. See, God knows what he's doing. So what did he tell you to do? I'm going there right now, y'all. I'm going there. Yes, I am. Praise God. What are you going to tell you to do?
Hold on, don't give up. Don't you ever, you don't have to cry. God sees, he sees what you're going through. Oh, yes, he does. God is willing and he's able. This didn't catch him by surprise. So if you would trust him, just step aside. Oh yeah.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. As she says, step aside, hallelujah, he will do it for you. Praise God, get out his way. Amen, hallelujah. We bless God for that song today. Amen. Because, yes, sometimes we do have to step aside. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. And guess what else he say to do? Amen. Once you step aside, come on, we're going to loose ourselves. Come on. Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on with me. Come on, let's go.
You're about to break.
somebody. I'm free. I'm free at last. This is Fire Friday. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. You are about to break loose. Amen. You got the keys. Come on. You got to know what power you are having. Glory to God. Glory to God. You got the keys. Glory to God. To go in and do some damage. Amen. Praise God. So this is Fire, Fire, Fire Friday. Fresh Fire Friday. Come on, somebody. But you know what, y'all? We gonna put a praise on it. How about that? Amen. Hallelujah.
There's a miracle in this room with my name on it.
Got my name on it, y'all.
There's a healing in this room, and it's here for me. Oh, there's a breakthrough.
Name on.
All right, all right. Put a praise on it. The world didn't give me my praise. Amen. Hallelujah. And the world didn't give you your praise. Amen. Glory to his name. It is time for our power word of the day. Amen. And I'm just going to say this. Please don't feed the lion. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to go to 1 Peter 5. Verse number 6. Amen. The Bible says, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober. Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, come on, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Please don't feed the lion. What a vivid picture Peter paints of the devil. Satan is a living, moving being who is intent on inflicting pain and making life difficult for believers. His weapons against us in the face of suffering include discouragement, anxiety, impatience, and despair. How do we stay alert so we can resist his attack? Scripture tells us that resisting the devil begins with submitting ourselves to God. The Bible says in James 4:7, by standing firm in the Lord's strength and not our own. We will be sensitive to the spirit prompting in our lives. We'll also look to others to encourage us through our suffering, no matter what form it may be. Hallelujah. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5 and 9, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brothers, your sisters, your brother, your next door neighbor, your cousin, all of the ones, amen, that are in the world. Just as a person wouldn't willingly battle a lion without a weapon and a group of others to back him up. So we should take advantage of our resources at our disposal, God's word, the Holy Spirit, and the encouragement of others when we were off the devil's claws. So God has blessed us, others in our lives, but we have to remain focused on the Lord Jesus Christ. Please don't feed the lion. Be sensitive to the spirit of the living God and allow God to fight your every battle. Because as the Bible says, he said, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you, come on, in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Remain sober and vigilant, because we know, amen, praise God, that he looks to make us discouraged. He looks, amen, praise God, to allow us to want to suffer. impatient, despair, anxiety. So today, amen, allow God, his presence, to overshadow you. Let him lead you. Let him guide you. This has been your power word for today, the lion. Hallelujah, Jesus. We bless and praise God. Hallelujah for what he is doing. But remember, trouble don't last always. All right. Amen. Praise God. We know that trouble don't last always. Amen. Praise God. So we thank and praise God that trouble don't last always. Season change. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We get the winter. We get the summer. We get the fall. And we get the spring. Amen. Praise God. So with that being said, hallelujah, we bless and praise God for today. Amen. I pray that you was blessed on today. Hallelujah. Because I was surely, amen, in the realm of the spirit. I think I left here for a minute, amen, because I know that trouble don't last always. And as he say, put a praise on it. And listen, the blood still works. Come on, we got to put all this stuff together. Come on, this was a walk-through. Amen, hallelujah. You know how you walk through a house, praise God. Well, this is a walk-through, amen, praise God, with Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen, the one and only, amen, Jesus, amen. So we thank and praise God for you, and you. Amen, for allowing me to come in to your homes today. Praise God. You know, I can't leave off the air without praying for you, praying a blessing upon you. Amen. Praise God. But with that saying, amen, I just like to thank everybody for coming on today. Amen. If you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, amen. Hallelujah. This is a ministry that God has given. Amen. This is the kingdom of God. Amen. And you may sow into the ministry, praise God, to keep the ministry going, to take it further into the kingdom. Amen. Praise God. We just don't want to stop here playing music and different things. We want to take it on the outside. Amen. Praise God. We want to go places. Amen. Praise God. But we need the air. Come on. We need the Wi-Fi. We need the phones. We need all those things so we can use your help along the way. Praise God. Remember what the Bible says. The Bible says in Proverbs 11:25, the liberal soul shall be made fat. And he that watereth shall be watered also himself. That is in Proverbs 11:25. I hold on to that word because that is something that God gave me when I first got saved. Amen. Praise God. So I know, amen, when you got a liberal soul, I don't have to talk you into getting a blessing. Amen. Praise God. Because I'm going to do it myself. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah, glory to God. Allow God to water you. Amen. Praise God. As you water somebody else, God is watering you. Praise God. With that being said, let me pray. And I do have a song before I leave here today. I pray that you were so blessed. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God, we come, God, oh God, bless in your holy name, God, for your people, God, today, oh God. I pray, God, a blessing upon them, God. I pray your healing anointing will fall fresh on them, Father God. I pray increase in their lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that our eyes will be open, yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, Father God, in the kingdom of God. So, Father, I ask you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as you enhance, yes, Holy Spirit, as you encourage us, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, that you will move in such a powerful way in the lives of your people, Father God. Oh, Father, we know that you live. We know that you live, Father. So we thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And you're still a miracle worker, God. You still turn things around in seconds, God. As a blink of the eye, Father God, you still own the God, yes, Holy Spirit, 1,000 cattle upon the hills, oh God. And Father, I thank you for your word says, oh God, your word says that you will make us the head and not the tail, the lender and not the bar, above and not beneath, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will give us land that we never tilled, oh God. So we hold on to your word, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, because God, you said you watch over your word to perform those miracles. So we thank you, Father. We thank you for what you have already done. And we thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. If you need to get in touch with me, 302-883-9700. 1-800-799-9. That is the ministry number. Amen, amen, amen. And guess what, y'all? I got to go out with my favorite song for this season. Amen. Jesus will fix it.
Now, I want everybody to clap your hands in this place.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, we want to bring to you Memphis' own. The world's been waiting on it. And now the wait is finally over. Chantel.
Trouble in my way. I have to cry sometimes.
Than the one and only, amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil. God bless you and have a wonderful night.